He's climbing the wall, but I'm gonna see Fred Maddox about it tomorrow.
Are you?
And Arthur talked to me last night, he's dying, of course he made the message, this fellow Thompson.
He's not gonna get it in Dallas, that's what I'm saying. Don't you think we ought to keep him, send him on the commitment?
I would, because I think he's got a commitment, he should have made it, he should have made a commitment, he shouldn't do that to you. He ought not to preempt your appointment.
If he's been behaving out of his mind, he's preempting every appointment without having, he's got to put out a lot of stuff. Second thing is, the other thing is that, I mentioned to Pete the idea of putting out an email for Japan, he's gonna explore it, but you might hear from him. I'll see, if you see it, you talk to him, you're gonna discuss something with him. And personally, you ought to consider that we, haven't mentioned to Rogers yet, I'm trying to slow, just get the thing done. Another thing is, we thought that, because I know you think so well, we might take this whole Walter Thayer and see if he take the nail with him. Walter Thayer has certain qualities, that he's an Easterner type, he'll do what he's told, because he impressed you, he's first class man.
Yeah.
And Walter, I don't think Walter can and will do it, I think he's too close to, I don't know, he runs Jock's hand, he knows Jock's hands all the time and so forth. But I thought that'd be a good name, and so I told Pete to run that, if I didn't tell him, I knew he didn't talk to you about that. Now, with regard to this situation here, it seems to me that,
thank you. I thought.
We want a few of that too, won't you?
I thought I'd lay out that, but I'm very frightened. Not what you hope to do.
And emphasize the third point, wind up the speech with a whole trust being that the only way that we extend the tide of protection and isolationism that is growing in the United States is to do precisely what you would recommend that we do. This is one of the reasons you recommended it. Because you have to make the country economically strong in order that we can continue to support the military effort and provide the security shield in order that we can continue to provide the economic and otherwise.
Yeah, I would use the example, a very good example of the United States' responsibility in the world. Now, this administration's attitude, it is in the great agony going on between India and Pakistan, India today. The United States is providing more assistance than the rest of the world combined. God damn it, that's a hell of a figure, isn't it, brother?
Now, is this for
economic?
Yeah, it's for
refugees. We're providing more aid to refugees than the rest of the world combined. That's approximately what I can say, as much as the rest of the world combined. Absolutely, if some country came in and provided $1 million, but that's what the figure is. Yeah, they're sitting on their ass. And that includes the communist world and everybody else there, not helping there.
Mr. President, I don't know. Frankly, I don't think you should be concerned about that. I'm not the least concerned.
I think you're doing exceedingly well.
I think
where you're getting it, where we're getting it, I was kidding with these words, but I know. It's a goddamn East is sick.
No question.
The East is sick. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Go ahead. One of the businessmen came in, they constantly come in, they talk to Walker, and they talk to Booker. Tackle me directly, but they say, what I came back to me, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with changing the price of goods?
Yeah.
Well, Walker said, for what? What are we in for? What do you mean? Who suggested this? And they all say, well, we could give a little. We say, we give a little. We're the ones that have to have help. We're not positioned to give. We've got to have some help.
But
all
the men
that go over that I think you well know where, as Henry told you, it's possible that you're meeting with the dog, and the dog and popular with the other, he was on the first. If we decided that we wanted to make a deal with the French and under all the others, Walmart or something like that, you could pin it around with the gold price on that. But this whole idea of the price of gold being the answer, that's what Art is talking about.
That's right.
He wants to go back and convert the money.
That's right. That's correct. That's a statement.
Because he's been on this for years.
I know he has, but
we were talking to a great number of people. You reach this conclusion. Yeah. Don't take my word.
What's the problem?
No, I reflect on Schultz. Schultz doesn't believe we should do it at all. I know you were a little heavy. You told me that in his talk. I saw him last night. He said you were a little flexible on it. You said, well, like, off you go. But on top of it, you'd be willing to do a little something.
Well, sure.
That would bother.
Not in the least.
Yeah. Now, don't ever say it.
On inverter now, I'm not very
nice for a real bird, but I'm here
now on the price of gold. I'm as flexible as I can be. I couldn't care less.
Very funny.
But I went so far. My God, this is a major bargaining weapon. We ought to get everything we want to change the price of gold,
right?
Now, that's the only reason I'm being adamant about it. I'm not really adamant. Now, but on convertibility, we talked to Cooper. Yeah, we talked to Feller, they talk to Saland. Every one of them say, don't go back to the first look in terms that we know.
Very good. Correct.
And we periodically meet. We have sent some of these communists a couple of days before I went on this trip. And these were the ones. Saland and MacLean and Feller and Cooper and a couple more. And they all say the same thing. Don't go back to the first look. You can't afford to. Now, they don't care about gold either.
Let me ask you to do this. In your speech, Q&A or something, the thing you do so effectively that I think could be extremely helpful. Okay, I think you could say, since you returned from your trip, I want you to say this, that you cannot sell responsibility in the world unless America is competitive, unless America gets a more fair rate than we're getting today. And on the other hand, we'll be reasonable, we want to talk, so forth and so on. What I don't want them to do here, you know, I don't want to, I know you don't care about this, but I do. I don't want to get the unfair rate. There isn't anybody else in the goddamn cabinet except Rachel stood up and didn't want to. But I want you to get the unfair rate out of it. That you're out here, you know, being the dog, being son of a bitch, and so forth and so on, and that I don't agree with it. I would put on the thing, of course we're going to be reasonable, we're going to be fair. And I think it's very important to, yes, we're going on, and that you, that we have, that it is improper to say what the president and you have discussed at great length, the tactics, the strategy, a long-range plan, and so forth. And I can assure you of one thing, gentlemen, there is uncertainty now. But I can tell you, when we have a new system, it will be a better system, and that's what we're working for. And we will have one. I didn't just lay it out there as cold turkey. I think they need to hear that. They need it. Because here's what they read. These bastards in New York read Time, in the Archives, Washington. They don't have the newspapers except the newspapers up there. And they end up, they get impressions. They're totally false. And I need to be proud of that. You know, but I couldn't agree more with you. I just, and John, I know all I can say about the stock market. Come on, but I told my friend George Allen, that old Wiley Bob, he knows what about the market. It's, you know what it's doing? It's getting rid of the inflation. They know it's going to be, but next year's going to be a goddamn good year. Don't you feel that way, sir? I should. I think I should. I just think it would be great. I just don't see any reason to.
Now the only weakness we have,
we only have two weaknesses.
Yeah.
Number one, you have a weakness within the administration itself.
Yeah.
About counteract the opposition. And secondly, we've got a problem coordinating our response on this problem as well as other problems. Of just speaking out, and this is what I'm going to do tonight. Very frankly, I'm going to meet some of the, I'm going to acknowledge some of the criticism, grab the domestic front, some of the uncertainty. I'm going to acknowledge some of the criticism in the international front, and I'm going to defend it. And I'm going to defend your position very, very strongly. But the net of what I'm going to do is make you an international state where you're trying to preserve the power and the prestige and the institutionalities of America to contribute to the freedom of mankind in this world.
Incidentally, on that score of speaking out, you still feel the Peterson thing would be a good idea?
To me, no.
To Congress? Will he speak out? Will he be a good spokesman? I guess he would be, I suppose.
I don't know the reason why he wouldn't. I think I don't know if he'd be the very best that you could get, but I'd have
to cut that market by the best, isn't it?
That's right. But I would say
also, he solved another problem.
Yeah, it's soft another problem, and I'd say he'd be good.
Yeah.
He's got all the credentials.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't know what commitments were made to him when he came here. At least he's been here, he's been loyal. But frankly, where you have and I don't want you to do about it. In one sense, it's none of my business. But you got a problem with both Bill and Laird, two of the strategic positions.
Laird, I heard a story at the Times, just shocked the hell out of me about the day we already decided a week ago that we were going to go down to residual force. For Christ's sakes, I mean, look, that's so goddamn irresponsible. You really have there two very weak reads, not only information, goddamn weak reads, but on the other hand, you know you can't cost anybody out in this state.
That's right.
And I don't know how the
that's the thing. And I don't care what the individual issue is, if you maintain that